W.F. Howes presents an unabridged recording of 21% Monster, Serpent Strike by P.J. Canning, narrated by Sam Devereaux. Chapter 1. Breaking Through. A surge of nocturnal energy gripped Darren Devlin as he watched the sunset and breathed in the cruel southeast wind. To the west stood Blade Castle on the great arch of black rock that hung above Oxter Harbour, a shallow inlet that had been deserted for decades. The legend of this island told of a giant who had drowned while escaping back to Scotland, chased by an Irish giant called Fin McCool. Only the black bones of his shoulder and arm remained above the waves. Marek had called the story baseless drivel. To Darren, however, it felt like a warning. The giant had been running away, just as Darren had been running ever since he'd found out he was 21% monster. A giant was human-like, but not quite human, just like him, and Marek Masters, his 19% alien friend. Darren had almost drowned twice since he'd met Marek, once in a river, and once in the same ocean that now covered his face with spray. They had escaped to this island after Exastris, the secret organization that wanted them dead, and believed Marek already was, had destroyed their bunker hideout by sending Marek's brainwashed 16% alien sister, Genie, to kill him. Even though Exastris were much bigger than they were, Darren knew the time had come to stop running. They had to stand and fight for the chance to live, to be free, and, for Darren, the priceless opportunity to go home. Darren heard a scurry of robotic activity over the crash of the waves, and his anticipation rose. He roared at the sea, and it roared back as he lolloped towards the castle, with its many windows illuminated against its shadowy walls. As he went, the Western Tower came into view. Light from its windows was more diffuse than the rest, thanks to the thin layer of ice on the inside of every pane, caused by refrigeration installed for the comfort of Aurora Maria Ashvalero. Thanks to her 17% saber-toothed polar bear genetics, Aurora found spring nights on a remote Scottish island, a little on the warm side. He passed the church, where robots scurried, and waved to Otto, as it bounced in beach ball mode, legs extended.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?